Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you.
need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Increasing inside, under the shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, we'll be right back.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am, that I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you glory, we give you honor, we magnify your holy name. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and glory and honor. There's no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. When I think about the goodness, oh my God, my soul cries, oh hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. There's no one like you, Jesus. All your promises are yes and amen. We bless you. I bless you for each and every one under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who is leading and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Move in this service, Holy Spirit. Move over our lives. Let there be light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Touch the heart and soul of each and everyone that's listening. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let us be sensitive to what you're speaking in this time and in this season. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. We surrender every area of our life to you. We are dependent on you. We cannot make it. You are our lifeline. And we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We magnify you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Have mercy, forgive us of sins that we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Be merciful unto us. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Thank you for the precious blood. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We give you glory, we give you honor, we magnify your name. Let your word come forth in your power and your anointing I decrease, Lord, and you increase. Take over, O God. Let it not be me, but the Christ that lives inside of me, O God. I hide behind the cross all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let me speak in godly wisdom, wisdom that comes from Jesus Christ, and not in human wisdom. Oh, Father, I surrender to you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to turn your Bibles with me, please, to the book of Mark, chapter 8. And we're going to read starting from verse 22, and then I'll take you to John 9, 1 to 12. Hallelujah. John 9, 1 to 12. Hallelujah. I think I'll read John 9 first. As he went along, he saw a blind man born. A blind man from birth. He saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. I want you to realize that, but this happened so that the works of God may be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. After saying this, he spit on the ground and made some mud with the saliva and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam, which this word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing his disciples and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Woo! Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. Hallelujah. But he himself insisted, I'm the man. How then were your eyes open? They asked. He replied, the man they called Jesus, made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash, so I went and washed, and I could see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where is this man? They asked. I do know. I do not know. He said. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to let you to blind. Unless the Lord open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, we remain blind, even though we're talking about physical right here, but I'm going to take it into the spiritual realm. Many times we do not see what God has planned and envisioned for our lives. And because our vision is short, we do not fulfill our purpose, our destiny. Because we look with our physical eyes, we do not look with our spiritual eyes, because the spiritual eyes are closed. Hallelujah. And it will remain closed unless we ask Jesus to open our spiritual eyes, our eyes of understanding, Ephesians 1:17-23. So that we can see spiritually. Hallelujah. Because you do not want to be stuck in that rut, in that place that you've been in all your life. You might hear prophetic words and things that people have spoken into your life. But if you can't see it, if Jesus do not open those eyes for you to see it. If I ask you right now, what do you see in a tree? What do you see in a tree right now? What would you say? What is she talking about? What do you see in a tree? Yes, look at a tree and see, what do you see? That means you're going to see all the purposes of that tree, from their roots to the leaves. What they can be used for, but you just see that tree. That tree can be used for paper, furniture. We can go on. I can name so many things that can come from the tree. But unless the Lord open your eyes, you will only see that tree as a tree. But that tree can serve so many purposes. That tree might be a fruit tree that you can eat out of. That tree might have roots that can heal you and deliver you. That tree might be a shade for you. That tree might be used for a rooftop. That tree might be used for you to make your house and make boats and make different things and furniture and different things. That tree. And so you if your vision is short-sighted, you will only see the tree. Then if your vision can even go further about making houses and doing this and that, then you will see there's a fruitfulness. You will see your financial blessings. You will see different things coming. from within that tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you see in that tree? If you see, there's so many different kinds of trees. But what do you see? And I want to tell you what is in you, that tree, that tree. You are a tree of righteousness planted by the river, hallelujah, of living water. You are that tree. There's so much inside of you. Unless the Lord opens your eyes to what is inside of you. Hallelujah. There's so much greatness in you. But what the enemy does, he blinds our eyes and we only look up with our physical vision. We just look. And we don't go further than what our physical vision shows us. And we take it for nothing because, oh, that tree, I'm just a shape of somebody. You feel that everybody's depending on you, and you're just a shade. And so you feel useless as the tree because you feel, oh, everybody just comes under me. Nobody cares. I'm just a shade for people. And you get discouraged because when you're taking your shade for somebody, you feel that people just come and take advantage of you, and you feel neglected and oppressed because you feel that you shade and that there's nobody to shade you, but you shade everybody. You produce fruits for everybody, and everybody eats all of your fruits, and all you do is the fruit is produced. Everybody eats off that fruit and that fruit, and you feel everybody just using you. Oh, my God, my God! And even when they cut you, people use you for this and use you for that. But I want to tell you to look deeper into what God is speaking to us this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are greater. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trees can be used for fire, for wood, for so many different things to keep someone warm. Hallelujah. And properly, God put you here for a purpose to be fulfilled, but you got to know what's inside of you. What's inside of you? To serve his kingdom purposes. To let the enemy confuse you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Your vision has to be. Hallelujah, we spoke last night about the eagle. The eagle vision is a vision. I didn't go into the eagle vision, and I guess one of the speakers will do it. But the eagle vision. The vision of an eagle, when the vision of an eagle is more than 8 times stronger than the human vision, it's the eagle has the strongest vision. And when that eagle is, and the vision is filling, the eagle flies and way up there and look into the sun, S-U-N, the sun. And look there and stand and look into the sun, and then the vision come back to what it used to be. We need to look into what do you need to look into for your vision? The Son of God, not S-U-N, but the Son, the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To restore your vision the way God wants your vision to be. Take it 8 times higher. Stop looking at stuff. Like you look at it, you are greater than you think you are. Not greater to think that you're better than people. Not greater to walk with pride. And not greater, no. Amen. You create greatness, that greatness, that Christ that is in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are the tree planted by the rivers of water that produce fruit in due season. Hallelujah. That tree. And Jesus and the disciples asked, well, why is this happening? Did his parents sin and this and that? Jesus said, so the name of the Lord can be glorified. And maybe some of you have been walking blind because God wants to be glorified through you. And he's ready to open your eyes that you may begin to see your divine purpose, to see what's in you, and not only to see it, but to act upon it. In the name of Jesus. You know, one of the things I love about parents, you know, I would give this testimony. My father, when I was growing up as a teenager, me and my sister, hallelujah, and daddy used to, he talked to us as we were teenagers, you're developing, you're doing this, and you know, father would talk about different things. Don't let this person touch you, don't let this. They gave you the advice and everything. And one thing my dad told me, and he told my sisters, he told us, he said, look in that mirror. He said, what do you see? Because, you know, when you're growing up, you feel your clumps. You still feel that there's a clumps stage that we grow up in, and you don't feel pretty. You don't feel fine, you know, and you wonder what's happening to you. And you're just going through all that adolescence thing, and you, daddy, I want to do this, I want to do that. Because you start losing your self-esteem, you're developing, you look awkward. If you look at your pictures when you're 12, 10, 12, 13, I mean, these days, these kids look different, but those days, we look different. You look, oh my God, your hair, your this, your that, and you just want to be, and you start looking, you're not cute anymore. You got to get into that clumsy stage. Everything is looking crazy to you in the mirror. And I'm complaining, but daddy, I don't look pretty, kid. I don't look good. What's going on? And you, me, because my dad, we're close to my dad. Daddy said, look in the mirror. I look in the mirror, but what is he telling me? He said, let me tell you, remember this in life. You are the most beautiful person in this world. I don't care whether you're fat, whether you're skinny, whether you have short hair or long hair, I want you to look in that mirror and always remember that you are the most beautiful person in the world, most beautiful person in the world. And he spoke that. He said, every time you look in that mirror, look at yourself and know that you are the most beautiful person in the world. I do not care what other woman, long hair, short hair, beautiful shape, fat, skinny, whatever. Always remember that you are the most beautiful person in the world. Hallelujah. And what am I saying to you? My father, my earthly father, said that to me, but I'm saying this from the heavenly father, that you are is even greater, the most beautiful person because of what is inside of you. My father was talking about physical, but I'm talking about the father. Our father is talking about inside of you, that beauty, that radiance, because what's inside of you is Jesus Christ. Don't walk around with, you got to see from that perspective. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Not to be proud and haughty, but that means nobody can mess with your self-esteem. Even up to today, I can tell you I'm 60 years old. Nobody messes with my self-esteem. Nobody. Because of what my earthly father told me at a young age, and now because of what my heavenly father has spoken to me, and I believe it, I believe it, I believe my earthly father. and he's gone. But I believe more, my Heavenly Father, when he's spoken into my life, what he says about me, I believe it 100%. I don't care what anybody else says. It's what God says. I'm a tree. Hallelujah. And there's greatness in me. You are a tree, and there's greatness in you. Hallelujah. And then he's giving you the power, hallelujah, the authority to walk over scorpions and demons in his name. He's giving you the Holy Spirit who's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. Do you believe? Do you believe there's greatness in you? God wants you to open. God wants to open your eyes to see. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the Lord to open the eyes? The Bible said Jesus spat, he spat. And that's why that DNA, if you want to do a DNA, you just need to do a swab with your spit them. What did Jesus do? He spat on them mud. His DNA got into the mud. You are that mud. And as he spit on that mud, hallelujah, and he put it on the eyes of the blind man, the vision was restored. Why? The DNA, you carry the DNA of Jesus Christ within you. I'm here to encourage someone this morning. Encourage. If you're not encouraged, I'm encouraging myself, because every one of us need encouragement every now and then. We do. We do need encouragement. This is your due season. This is the time for you to fulfill your divine purpose and destiny. Now when he shows you what's inside of you, what do you do? Do you sit on it? You ask him for a plan and directions, and he will give it to you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will show you the way. Will it be easy? No, there will be some different things will happen, processing, going through it, but you will fulfill your divine purpose and destiny because of the greatness of Jesus Christ that lives within in you. Hallelujah. Are you ready for your vision to be restored? Are you ready for Jesus to spit into your eyes, your spiritual eyes, so your eyes can be open? Are you ready for that? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you right now, everyone that is on the sound of my voice, oh God, touch your eyes. Take your right hand and put it on your eyes, and Jesus' hands will just go over your hands. Jesus' hands will take over your hands as you put your hands on your eyes, your two eyes. Hallelujah, because God is going to open those eyes. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as they place their hands on their eyes, open their eyes, open our eyes, oh God, that we can see visions and then 8 times more that you can see, Lord, what you have planned and purpose for our life. We can see the greatness that you put in us. And again, oh God, we can walk in our divine purpose, oh God, and our calling. Oh God, we buy a spirit of pride, oh God, and we release humility, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I come against low self-esteem in the name of Jesus. I destroy it through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father, be glorified in us. Open our eyes. Open our eyes, Jesus. Jesus, let us see your greatness and walk in your greatness with courage, with boldness, with faith. In the name of Jesus, we claim all the covenant blessings of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Thank you for the experiences. It was only to take us to this level that we can see that you are working in and through us, and that your name will be glorified and honored. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want to let you know this evening we're going to have the second day of the conference, the Gathering of the Eagle. This evening we have our dear sister, Colabra, Apostle Cynthia Collins at Boya will be ministering this evening at 7 p.m. Let your family and friends know. Join us at 7 p.m. This is a 10-day conference. We finished for the first day. This is the second day. You don't want to miss Apostle Cynthia. She's coming loaded. So come and receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Some of you receive and receive and receive, and you sit on what you receive. It needs to be activated, and you need to walk in your destiny. And stop just receiving and not moving forward into God's plans and purpose. Hallelujah. So we invite you to join us this evening. We bless God for each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, let us say the Lord's prayers. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Stay in the presence of the Lord. We love you. Thank you.